to the upper 80s with an isolated thunderstorm chance. Fair skies tomorrow night. Saturday, partly cloudy again. Not much change. Upper 80s. Pop-up storm possible. A dry, sunny Sunday, though. Hot 90-ish. Late in the weekend, early next week, a little less humid conditions may come back. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. It's the Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Music, fun, and food for the whole family. The 5K Saturday Run. Live music by the Chitlins, Claire Keller, DK Harrell, Johnny Sanson, and Mr. Sip. Little Red and Big Bad with special guest Renee Gross, Greg Wright, and more. The Bogalusa Blues and Heritage Festival. Friday, Saturday, September 29th and 30th. Cassidy Park, Bogalusa. Directions, tickets, and camping info, BogalusaBlues.com. BogalusaBlues.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
All right, welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. Dave and I are having headphone issues back here, but I think we have it resolved.
Can't get our heads together.
So we have an exciting race ahead of us and a lot of candidates in multiple races throughout the state of Louisiana. And today we are fortunate to get a friend of mine, former Senator Albert Guillory, who's a candidate for a lieutenant governor race. And we have him on the phone. But in the meantime, we have the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans luncheon tomorrow. And there'll be a debate between the three Republican candidates. If you're in the area, we're at Vincent's Italian Restaurant in Metairie at 11 o'clock from 11 to 1. You're welcome to come and join us. It's $40. And enjoy the debate between the lieutenant governors.
Where is the address?
So it's the Vincent's Italian Restaurant in Metairie. There's one in New Orleans and there's one in Metairie. Vincent's Italian Restaurant. We'll Google the address. I don't know it off the top of my head. And we'll give it to you sometime during the show.
Be there.
All right. So thank you so much. And do we have Mr. Guillory on the phone?
We do indeed.
There you are, sir. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you this beautiful afternoon?
I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful and excited to have you here on the phone with us and, you know, campaigning. I know you've been doing a lot of campaigning for months and months now, and I see you. You're strong as ever, and you do not stop, and I have to applaud you for that. You really are strong.
Well, we don't have a choice. I have to make some changes in my Louisiana for my children and my grandchildren. If I just turn my back on it and go fishing, which I could do, they wouldn't have the wonderful Louisiana that I grew up in.
That's true. That's true. So, you know, I hear you on the campaign trail, and I love what you are saying, and it's very different than what the other candidates are saying. And a lot of times I'm hearing people say, well, he sounds like he's running for governor because he's not talking about the same talking points that maybe Mr. Nungesser, and which he's a friend of both of ours as well. So, because, you know, Billy's really good with tourism, which tourism is really down since COVID. But your talking points are more about, you know, really this woke agenda and what's going on and what we can do in order to, like you just said, leave our grandkids and kids the Louisiana and the America that we grew up in. So what, you know, talk about that.
One of the things that I must say is that there's very little interest in the lieutenant governor's race.
Yeah.
There were 16 people who were running for governor.
Yeah.
And just a few running for lieutenant governor. The reason for that is that the lieutenant governor has been pushed aside, has been pushed way off the real field of battle. I intend to get back onto that field. Of course, now I'm a country boy from Cajun country. So we can out-dance, out-sing, out-talk, out-cook just about anybody. But and so I can sell Louisiana. And, of course, I will, because I am from an area of the state, not from the New Orleans area. We felt the backhand of tourism, the mayors and city managers of all of these cities in Cajun country and in central Louisiana and in North Louisiana have not had the tourism dollars. They have not seen the tourists because we have marketed New Orleans.
Right.
Well, I intend to market all of Louisiana, those beautiful hills, those rolling hills, and wineries in North Louisiana, those world-class fishing, fabulous historic sites in central Louisiana, great meat pies in Natchitoches, in Cajun country. I mean,
been there.
We have
good
a
stuff.
Culture. Yes, indeed. We have a culture all our own music, our own language even, in America. It's like visiting a foreign country right here in Louisiana. So we have to sell all of it, and that's what I intend to do. But I will also have a legislative staff. I'll do what I did when I was in the Senate and in the House of Representatives. We will identify problems, draft laws, bills to become laws, introduce them to the legislature, have one of the senators or representatives introduce it for us. And we will push it through, get it through, and you'll be satisfied with us and the way that we address the real problems that address that affect the lives of Louisiana people.
So is that one of the advantages that you think you have over Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser?
Well, I have three things that I bring to the table. First, management experience. There's no one who has as much management experience as I have. I ran my first state agency when I was 29 years old in the state of Maryland. I've run major agencies in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Illinois, short time in Illinois, Seattle, Washington. And I worked for the Nixon administration when Richard Nixon was president. So from a management standpoint, I'm very, very hard to match. But my legislative experience, legislator of the year twice, I drafted and passed Louisiana's reentry program that has had such a positive impact on recidivism for inmates and sent but they had a positive impact on lives, preparing people for normal citizenship and responsible citizenship before they return from prison, before they get back home.
Can I ask you to define that $10 word you just used for those that have never heard of recidivism?
Yes. When people get out of jail and come right back, or come back very soon. That is recidivism.
Got it.
When you lower that recidivism rate, it's a plus for everybody. It's plus for the families. It's plus for the persons who have been convicted, and a big plus for the taxpayers of Louisiana.
Oh yeah.
So with all of that legislative experience, I'm not going to just let it go to waste. I'm going to put it to good use. We're going to tackle crime in Louisiana. We're going to tackle the rotten education system in Louisiana. We're going to tackle all those potholes in all of our roads and highways.
Which can't believe it hasn't been tackled yet. I mean, I have a birthday next Monday, and it's never been tackled my entire life. We're going on a quick break. Could you hold on to that thought that you can remember? We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. I think it's time we stop. Children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down. Being wrong, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their mind.
Chicken. Some of them old balls down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state. And that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Ryan Richardson here. Tune in every Saturday from 11 a.m. until 12 noon on WGSO 990 AM for Conversations with Ryan Richardson.
Tune in to Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew on This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6060. 7-6.
All right, we're not going to take it anymore, are we, sir?
No, we will not.
No, we're not. And again, the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans is meeting tomorrow. We have a lieutenant governor's debate. And the three candidates are Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser, candidate Albert Guillory, and also candidate Tammy Hotard. That's tomorrow at Vincent's Italian Restaurant, 4411 Chastant Street in Metairie.
So it's right by West Esplanade and Transcontinental.
That's right. And it's $40. So you're welcome to just come over there and enjoy the debate. And there'll be a Q&A at the end so you can ask questions. So where did we leave off, and what were you about to say?
I was saying that I have the managerial experience,
yeah,
the legislative experience, and I have legal experience. I've been a lawyer. I'm an ex-Rutgers law professor, and I've been a lawyer for 51 years. So that combination of management, law, and I have the passion to do this job and the guts. I mean, I have the coconuts to get in there and get this job done. Yes. Make change.
Yes, you do. And, you know, it's an exciting race, and I know that Louisiana definitely we need some politicians that are actually going to help Louisiana and not sit back and just let policies that harm us, you know, just the do-nothing Republicans, I'm tired of them. They're just sitting in those seats, and they're doing absolutely nothing to better our state. We have the left that are always doing things to destroy us, and then we have the right, the establishment right, that don't do anything to correct what the left's doing. And so we're getting nowhere except backwards. And we're 50th. It feels like 47th, 48th, 49th, and 50th in everything. And I know that you've been on a lot of our Zooms where we had Dr. Merrifield, and we were talking about, you know, school choice and what we're going to do here in Louisiana that coming up in the next 3 to 5 years. We're gonna implement this school choice. You know, we went ahead and presented a bill, and we know that bill got hijacked, and we just kind of lay low while John Bel Edwards is the governor, because we're not going to get that through now. So we're going to wait till we get a Republican governor and represent our school choice bill. And we have a lot of people behind us, and I appreciate your support on that, sir.
We have to. 2/3 of Louisiana children can't read at grade level. Many of them can't read at all. We can't be satisfied with that.
I want to throw in an extra thing here. I am substituting, and many of them can't read a clock.
True.
Good grief.
True.
A clock.
Yeah.
You can't get change from high school graduates who are working at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you give the exact, if you don't give the exact change, mm-hmm, or something that the computer will prevent them to will permit them to do very quickly. You're in a mess. You'll be there for a half hour.
So we're seeing the effects of the dumbing down of our society that has occurred in the last decade. We're seeing the results of that CRT and SEL, right? What is that other one?
Yes.
Yeah.
DEI. All of that humbug.
And now we have gender education instead of math education.
And that's incredible. That's why we have so many doctors and nurses running our hospitals. So many foreign engineers. Foreigners. We have to get foreign professionals to come to America because our schools are not producing our own people. And we were number one on planet Earth just 50 years ago in education.
Right. Well, you know, there's this new book called The Adaptation of the Diary of Anne Frank. And I just, you know, saw it on my son's eighth grade reading schedule at his school. And I ordered the books and I started thumbing through it. And it's a comic book. And I started reading it. And it is appalling. I mean, appalling. And so I don't think it's going to go very well. You know, I think that the English teacher is going to be hearing from the parents, because I just saw that, well, it is actually banned in Florida. So then you have all these libs and the LGBTQP community coming out against banned books. But these books that we're talking about banning need to be banned so that children can keep their purity, keep their minds right. You know, we're not indoctrinating them any further, and they're losing their minds. They want to commit suicide. It's heinous what's going on.
As a parent, it is my job to teach my child about sex.
That's right.
When I decide that it is appropriate. I'm not sending my kid to school to learn to have some half-baked teacher.
Yeah.
Teach them about sex or LGBTQ2C, different stuff.
Right.
That's not their job. This is my job. And as a parent, I'm not abdicating my job. We have to make changes in the school system. Let's get back to reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Thank you. That's exactly right. And so with that being said, sir, do you have anything you'd like to say? Any further words you'd like to say?
Well, I must tell you that I'm just not satisfied.
Yeah.
Louisiana and America, and I think Louisiana can lead America back.
Oh, absolutely.
We're going to have a Republican governor.
Yeah.
Republican majorities in the House and in the Senate. We'll have a loud voice at the lieutenant governor's office. So there's no reason why we cannot make the changes that we need. We've got to make sure that we lock the rhinos out, block them out, and let Republicanism and the people of Louisiana make the choices and changes that we have to have. We cannot make the same choices. We can't have more of the same old failures. We need bold new leadership, and
we do.
The time is now.
We do. You're right about that. And we need more parents, being more aware and not just relying on the schools to be babysitters. We need more parents to be following exactly what their children are doing, what they're reading, who they're involved with. We need more parents to follow our local community leaders, city councils and school boards. And we really need our parents to step up and stop relying on this broken system to take care of their children. The politicians are not going to fix it, but the parents can. And if the parents rise up, and there's, hundreds and thousands of them, then we'll see some movement in the right direction. I do have a lot of hope and a lot of faith for Louisiana. I love my state, and I see a lot of beauty in it, just like you do, sir. And I do believe in Louisiana, and I do believe we could bring reform into the educational system. And I'm not giving up on that, and we're going to bring that through the over the cross, finish line, and we're going to do our best to resubmit the bills, the school choice bills, and we're going to go from 50th to number one and pass the baton and help other states gain that. And there's so many other things that we can be number one in. I mean, tourism, we could be number one in that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We should be.
That's
we
right.
We should be.
Yeah.
And we're going to make that happen.
Yeah.
With new leadership, new ideas, a fresh voice for Louisiana.
I agree. Well, we're going to see you tomorrow, sir, and we thank you so much for this interview. This is a candidate for Lieutenant Governor Albert Guillory, Mr. Guillory. He'll be with us tomorrow at the Vincent's Italian Restaurant, 4411 Chestnut Street in Metairie. It's $40 from 11 to 1. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you, sir. The Lord bless you. I'm praying for you.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
It was a pleasure talking with you and letting your audience hear me.
Absolutely. All right, thank you. We're going to go on a quick break.
Patriots, my name is Connie and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Tico Fox. The Times-Picayune and NOLA.com has endorsed Republican Stephen Wagasback in the governor's race. Jeff Palermo has more.
Wagasback gets the endorsement over the frontrunner in the polls, Republican Jeff Landry, and the lone Democrat in the race, Sean Wilson. NOLA.com's editorial staff says they believe Wagasback will be laser-focused on Louisiana's future, not distracted by Washington-style sideshows. Wagasback left his job as the president of Louisiana Association of Business and Industry to run for governor. The media outlet says Wagasback is enough of a political insider to know the ropes and remains enough of an outsider to offer fresh perspectives. I'm Jeff Palermo.
Entergy Louisiana customers can apply for a one-time $200 credit to be applied to their utility bill starting tomorrow at noon. There are income eligibility requirements. Customers can apply online through their local United Way website. Entergy says once the funds are exhausted, the application process will be closed. LRN.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana Treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana Treasurer.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Sweet Caroline.
All right, good times never seem so good. Dave, what are we going to do about Joe Stagney?
Well, as Senator Guillory was mentioning, there are a lot of rhinos out there, Republican in name only. I live in District 92 in Kenner, and I've been receiving these flyers and so forth from Representative Joe Stagney, who's in my district. I will not vote for him. I've talked to him in person. But then I want to give you a resource, ladies and gentlemen, in our listening audience. There's a new website. It's www.knowyourlapolitician.com. That's knowyourlapolitician.com. And when you click on there for the State House of Representatives, you'll see that there's a report on Joe Stagney's voting record. So that's how you know whether somebody's going to be good. Look at their voting record. Okay, Joe Stagney, in some of the campaign literature he sent out, he said the legislature did this, and there was a veto override session. He didn't mention he wasn't even there. And then some of the vetoes that were not overridden were by one vote. Had he been there and voted to override, the governor's veto would have been overridden. Of course, that wouldn't have happened, because if you followed Mr. Stagney's career, he has just completely sided with Governor John Bel Edwards on everything. The thing that really bothered me is when the lockdowns were going on, the legislature, if one house of the legislature had voted by, I think it was a two-thirds majority or so, then they could have overridden the governor's mask mandates and also all of the shutdowns that the governor did. The restaurants in Baton Rouge and so forth that were arrested, the owners were arrested because the governor had given these orders. Well, Mr. Stagney supported the governor, and I went and met with him and asked him to please...
I remember that.
To please support the override, and he refused. He sided with the governor. Well, now we can look back and see this was a big mistake. It trashed the Louisiana economy. And most of the legislators in the House of Representatives voted to stop the governor's actions, but there were not quite enough. And one of them was Joe Stagney. He didn't vote to override the governor's actions. And then when it was a veto override session, where there were things like the bill to ban people from operating on minor children to cut off their genitals, mm-hmm. for sex change surgery and so forth. Okay, if you're over 18, that's one thing. But this is kids under 18. So Joe Stagney voted in support of the governor, but then when it was time for the veto override session, he didn't even show up. I don't think there's any explanation that's been given for why he didn't show up. If you're a state legislator, this is an important part of your job. You show up. But he didn't. And then there was another thing regarding parental rights. This is HB 81. And to read from the website, knowyourlapolitician.com, with increasing gender lunacy in our schools, I'll say amen to that. Stagney voted against, this is what's called the Given Name Act, which would have required students to be referred to only by the gender reflected on their birth certificate unless given written permission by their parents. Okay, who should have the right over the kids? The parents. But the way things are right now, a kid can say, no, I want you, Mr. Teacher, Miss Teacher, to refer to me as such and such. You can't even notify the parents that the child is identifying as the opposite gender. You know, if the parents say, okay, yeah, I may disagree, but I'd say they have the right. But This is saying, no, parents don't even have the right to know. So once again, Mr. Stagney failed to appear for the veto override Senate session, and the bill failed by 3 votes to override the governor's veto. And then regarding women's sports, protection of women's sports, there have been more and more and more biological males saying, oh, I'm a woman and I'm going to compete against the women. And they're setting all sorts of women's records, and it's men. So Joe Stagney voted twice against the act called the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which would have prohibited biological men from competing against women in competitive sports. That's twice he voted against it. And it failed in the 2021 veto override session by 2 votes. Stagney was not even there. Of course, he would have voted to uphold the governor's bill anyway because he already had. I just find this really disturbing. In fact, there was a recall effort against Mr. Stagney last year, which I was involved in. And this was the issue more than anything else. It's just not fair to force women to compete against men in athletics. Yeah, mental things, you know, chess playing and math and so forth, that's fine. But there's a physical disadvantage for most women against most men. And someplace, well, maybe we'll get back to talking about this a little bit later. Some sports now have said, okay, if the so-called trans women, that is men, want to compete, okay, we'll set up a separate category, an open category. But then in many other areas, nope, the girls have got to compete against the boys, and the boys are usually bigger and stronger because that's biology. Guys, study a biology book. You're going to see something about sexual dimorphism. It's a common characteristic in the animal kingdom where one sex is bigger and stronger than the other. Hey, it's that way in humans. You may have individual exceptions, but in general, you take 1,000 men, 1,000 women, okay, the men are going to be bigger, stronger, and faster. So anyway, Mr. Stagney refused to vote to protect women from men competing in the same sport. Well, we could go on, but please look at www.knowyourlapolitician.com, and I'll put a link to it on our website, and you can see Mr. Stagney's voting record. So I have met...
Who's running against Stagney?
I'm so glad you asked that.
Yeah.
Mike Sigur. I've met him several times. I'm not going to say that I'm a close friend of his, but I've met him several times over the year, and I think he's an honest man, a man of integrity, and I talked to him yesterday. He came to my house, and I said, yes, put a sign on my lawn, and all of the things that I'm for and Stagney's against, Mike Sigur is on my side. He's for protecting women and so forth, and he's very much against what Joe Stagney has done.
And I think he was the chief of police, or position did he hold in Kenner?
He's been a Kenner police officer for a long, 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 long time, and also he's been a Kenner city council member.
City council, that's
and
right.
He was acting mayor for a while.
Mayor, okay.
Yeah, so I think he's a good guy, and I surely intend to vote for him.
Right, well, listen, we need change. We were talking about that with former Senator Albert Guillory, candidate for lieutenant governor. That we need change. We need new people in there. Stagney has already proven that he is not going to represent the people that put him in office, and that he is a rhino. He is a Republican in name only, and he's not going to vote for our children to protect our children from genital mutilation or even from, you know, reading genderqueer books in first grade. He's just not going to protect our children.
And let me reiterate, he did not even bother to show up for the veto override session.
And that's important because we put him in office, or whoever, you know, in Kenner, y'all put him in office, and you want him to represent your family values and definitely protect the children. And he's not even doing that. So let's go ahead and put Mike Sigur in there. And I told Mike today, I saw him at the Metairie Country Club because there was a debate between the Scott Walker and Impastata, Dominic Impastata. And I saw Sigur, and I said, you know, we're going to hold you accountable. Because it's not politics the way it used to be. More parents are involved. More people are watching. And we really want somebody who's going to you know, represent the people that put him in there. And he said, please hold me accountable. I think we need to give the man a shot.
Yep. So I've seen a number. I live in Kenner in Joe Stagney's district. I've seen a number of signs out there for Joe Stagney, and I'm thinking, do they know what his voting record is? No, he's got name recognition because he's the incumbent. But when he puts out his campaign literature, he says, this is what the legislature has accomplished. Yeah, but he voted against it.
Yeah, he certainly did. And Stagney for that district, I think it's what, 95?
92.
Oh, 92. Okay.
In Kenner.
All right. And we really need people to get out and vote. Don't have the mentality that this race doesn't matter. It matters. We need more and more people to get out and vote. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We'll be right back. He's just made in America.
He loves his wife, and she's that wife that decorates on the 4th of July, but says every day is Independence Day. She's golden rule, teaches school. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue, flying high on the farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag in the back. It says you
bet. Hello, Patriots. My name is Connie, and I am a fellow Louisianian. I started an online store in 2019 exclusively selling products which are made in the USA. My site is AmericanCentralStore.com. That's AmericanCentralStore.com. The reason for this ad is that I need products. I am trying to find drop shipping merchants with Louisiana-made products that can ship directly to the customer. If you are a Louisiana merchant who makes quality products, and if you can drop ship your products directly to the customer, I would love to hear from you. The only products I cannot carry right now are clothing items, but will carry those in the future. Please visit my site at AmericanCentralStore.com. Click the Contact Us link for the phone number and email address. Thank you, Patriots. Be American. Buy American.
What? Chicken. Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet, they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please, call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Hey, it's Christian. When it comes to buying appliances, buy where the builders buy, and that's at DTS Appliance Direct. Shop local. Don't go to the big box store when you need a new appliance. Call my friends at DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. DTS Appliance Direct has brands from GE, Cafe, Monogram, Blaze Grills, Z-Line, and many more. DTS Appliance Direct, 504-766-0738. 504-766-0738.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. So real quick, the deadline to register to vote through the Go Vote online registration system is September 23rd. So you go to the GEAUX Vote online registration system is September 23rd. And early voting is September 30th through October 7th, excluded Sunday, October 1st from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. The deadline to register an absentee ballot is October 10th by 4:30 p.m. Other than military and overseas voters, you can request an absentee ballot online through our voter portal or in writing through your Register of Voters office. The deadline for a register of voters to receive a voter absentee ballot is October 13th by 4:30, other than military or overseas voters. On Election Day, the polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
And when is Election Day?
October 14th.
That's just about a little over 3 weeks away.
That's correct. And then November 18th is the gubernatorial general election. So that's another one that's following. So the deadline to register to vote in person by mail is October 18th for that. All right. Real quick, we're going to go ahead and take Swisher. I know he's on the line. Swisher, you there?
Hey, can you hear me, Martha?
I got you. What's going on?
I felt the presence of the Lord last night watching Real America's Voice.
That's good. We need more presence of the Lord, don't we?
That's right. The agent of Lucifer, known as Merrick Garland, got grilled last night by true conservatives for lying.
That's great. That's great. Yeah.
I hope you watched it.
I didn't, but you'll have to, like, you know, cue me into that link. And, you know, today I went to a debate between Scott Walker and Impastata, and Scott Walker got up there and told everyone, there was probably over 100 people in that room, that he'd never enforced mass mandates or, you know, he's against, right, he's against lockdowns. Scott Walker, who's on city council. And he said he would never, Impastata posed a question about lockdowns and what would you do with that? And he said, I never forced anyone to wear a mask mandate. And I'm sitting there looking at my friend Terry going, he is completely lying to everyone. So at the end of the debate, they asked people to get up and ask questions. And so I went up there and I asked Scott Walker, did you asked me to leave Shipley's Donuts because I didn't have a mask on, because he just got finished telling everyone that he had never done that. So he ended up saying, yeah, I had you removed, but you went around everywhere, wouldn't wear your mask. And then, you know, So that makes me a bad person because I refused to wear a mask. But, you know, I told him, I said, the thing is you didn't honor my medical exemption. So, and you don't have the right, you know, to deny me. I mean, unless I'm, you know, a vagrant or something or doing something terrible, but it was Scott Walker is not honest. Scott Walker is a globalist. Scott Walker is for mass mandates. Scott Walker is for lockdowns. And he would not, he's only doing what he's doing to line his own pockets. He's not there to represent the community, the local people. So, you know, I've decided to cast my vote for Impastata because I believe that Impastata would work for the local community.
So why don't you tell us how you really feel about Walker?
Well, Scott Walker's for Aldi, and Aldi is globalism. Aldi is a German store that came here recently, and that's taken away mom and pop shops and our ability to provide.
The Winn-Dixie up in Gramercy is being bought out by Aldi. It's going to be changed to an Aldi store.
I'm sure Scott Walker will be right there cutting the little blue or red ribbon because he did it already in on veterans. He is not for us locally. He is a globalist. Scott Walker had meet and greets for Bill Cassidy, and we know Bill Cassidy's a big rhino. So don't be deceived by Scott Walker, city councilman, and vote Impastata like your life depends on it, because at least Impastata is going to be local and he's going to vote. He's going to represent the people of the community.
And I know his mama. I used to teach with her.
Who, Impastata?
Yeah.
Good. Well, he's local. And Scott Walker is fake news media. He's, you know, he's a Democrat with an R behind his name.
Yeah.
He's from Channel 6.
Yes.
Channel 6.
Scott Walker's fake news media. And Scott, so is Cynthia Lee Shang, is really a leftist.
Scott is nothing like his dad, Bob the King, Odie King.
Okay.
Two different.
Yeah. Well, he's only serving his own self-interests. And so, you know, he and I kind of like, he tried to make a fool of me, but I remained calm and explained to everyone that the John Bell Edwards had a proclamation, 89-2020. And in that proclamation, we were given, there was 10 medical exemptions, 10 mm-hmm. exemptions, mm-hmm. and that I fell in between those exemptions and that he should have honored them. Mm-hmm. And he didn't. And even CVS that threw me out, or Dornex that threw me out, nobody honored my medical exemption. So if we don't pay attention to this right now, and we vote in the same exact people and get the same results, it's everyone's fault who voted him in. He's a globalist, and he needs to be voted out. And we need Embassada in there so we can worry about our community and worry about our families that are here in Jefferson, here in Louisiana, and not the German brothers from Germany who are getting rich and everybody around them is getting poor.
We also need John Schroeder in the governor's mansion, too.
That's exactly right. John Schroeder for governor, because he is not pay to play. He's not establishment. Jeff Landry is establishment. Whether you want to believe it or not, he is establishment. And he is pay to play. He is not going to, he rode on the coattails of Bayou Mama Bears, and he signed his name to a lawsuit that, I can't think of her name. It's going to come to me. But she filed the lawsuit on behalf of the parents. I was one of the moms on that lawsuit. I think there was 100 people. And LaToya quickly backed out of her position on forcing the vaccine on the school schedule, on the children. That wasn't Jeff Landry. That was Bayou Mama Bears and the lawsuit that Rodrigue had filed. So, they say Jeff Landry, fought the vaccine mandates, but that wasn't Jeff Landry. That was
it started with Chase's father over Chase's mother.
Yes, that's right. That's right. There's a weaponization of the judicial system here in the 24th courts where judges have weaponized Judge Rowan, Judge Cleese, hearing officer Paul Wittig. Used their powers and stripped the mother, Brooke Beninati, of her toddler, who was severely sexually assaulted, and the alleged pedophiles were given the child. And Jeff Landry, stood by idly. There's a report that I think 31 cases of pedophilia were swept under the rug in the last, I guess, while he was attorney general. And this comes from high up leaders that have given us this information, and the whistleblower Matthew Derbis, go look him up. There's a lot going on about Jeff Landry that nobody wants to talk to because everybody's so goo-goo over Jeff Landry. But the truth is, I don't want establishment. I want somebody who's going to represent we the people, like John Schroeder. John Schroeder legislated for 6 years to put our unclaimed money into an account where no one, where it would remain. When he became treasurer, John Bel Edwards tried to dip into that unclaimed money, and John Schroeder had put it into an account safely. John Bel Edwards sues John Schroeder, and John Schroeder goes to Jeff Landry for him to represent him because he's the attorney general, and Jeff Landry refused to represent our own Louisiana state treasurer against a lawsuit against our governor. Lastly, John Schroeder pulled Louisiana out of BlackRock, which is a globalist woke agenda. He pulled our investments out of BlackRock. John Schroeder is our man for governor if we really want to stop playing games with these dirty politicians. All right.
Unfortunately, the Louisiana GOP is with Landry.
Establishment is with Landry. So, all right. Well, this is it. Our show's over. The Lord bless you. We'll be back next Thursday. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to...